This is class number 10, November the 15th, 1984, lesson number 14 and a half through 15, pages number 50 to 53, paragraphs 96 to 103. This is first year Greek class, taking Beginner's Grammar of the Greek New Testament by William Hershey Davis as our text, and it is the Baptist Bible Seminary course sponsored by the Bible for Today. This is Dr. D.A. Waite, the teacher of the class, and the director of Bible for Today, 900 Park Avenue, Collingswood, New Jersey.
All right, let's open the word of prayer as we begin our class tonight. Dear Lord, we thank Thee for Thy Word. We thank Thee for the Holy Spirit that can teach us and guide us into all truth. We thank Thee for these men and their diligence in the study of the Greek language. And we pray for them and for their ministries, each one. Help Lou as he's on his way. Guide him as he tries to make up for lost time tomorrow evening. And help us each one as we take the lessons before us, to apply them to our own hearts and lives, and to understand them. Help them in the test, Lord, we pray. Thank You for the Savior who loved us and gave Himself for us. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, tonight we have the last part of 14 and all of lesson 15. That's correct, two exercises and several things in between. Not too much for memory, is there, though, today? Let's see, there's just the cardia and aletheia and the vocabulary, is that right? Just those
one vocabulary.
All right, let's review then what we have for the vocabulary. Remember, they get the articles in there. The sin is what? The sin. With the article.
Hamartia.
All right, hamartia. And the kingdom. The kingdom?
Basileia.
All right, hey, Basileia. All right, and then the assembly. Mm-hmm. The assembly?
Ecclesia.
Hey, Ecclesia, all right, the assembly. Then the authority, the power.
Hey, exousia,
all right, the day.
Hey, Hemera.
Don't forget your rough and smooth breathing, a hamartia. Exousia is the smooth, ecclesia is smooth, hemera is the rough, the heart.
Hey, cardia,
the wisdom.
Hey, Sophia,
the truth.
Hey, aletheia.
All right, the weakness.
Asthenia.
Hey, the sword. Himachaira. Yes, that was the sword that I spoke of in John. Put thy sword in thy sheath. There was the Peter's, and that's in John 18. I did check that. That is the passage there. Any questions on the vocabulary there? All right, if not, let's go through the heart with the articles, if we can. All right, hey, cardia, tase cardias. You ready with us on 52?
I'm usually more.
No, all right, let's try with the article. Hey, cardia, tase cardias, and then cardia, and the plural. Hi cardiae, ton cardion, tais cardiais, and cardia. All right, now let's do the same question on cardia. Let's do the same with aletheia. Hey, ready? Hey, aletheia, tais aletheias. Te aletheia, and then aletheia, plural. Hi aletheai, ton aletheon, tais aletheais, and aletheia. Any questions on type of question? All right, if not, get out the pencils and papers, please, and we'll take this
vocabulary. Of course, take hey cardia and hey aletheia in the forms and include the articles if you would please in there. And then provisions for counting the articles. Hey cardia and hey aletheia. Cardia kappa alpha rho delta yoda alpha. And aletheia alpha lambda eta. Theta, Epsilon, Iota, Alpha. Aletheia. Hey, Aletheia. Are ready for vocabulary then? Vocabulary number one, the sword. With your articles, if you would, please. With the articles. We'll include that just as part of the 1 point. Hey. Hey, the sword. Number two, the sin. The sin. They look us over, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Number three, the weakness. The weakness. Number four, the kingdom. Number five, the truth. Who holdeth the kingdom?
The truth.
Yeah. Number six, the assembly or the church. Number seven, the wisdom. Number eight, the authority or power. Number nine, the heart. Number 10, the day. Those 10 words, any questions on any of those 10? All right, if not, we're right ahead. Anybody have any?
68 over 70 is...
Okay, that's good. You got a 70 good. Base.
97.
All right, 97 exactly. 97%. Anyone else on
64?
All right, 64.
3.5.
All right, it's 91%.
You like that?
I'm right up with you.
Which way do you round off the half?
Oh, always up.
Right? Always up. Always, yeah, always up.
Oh, to the benefit
if
of the
table. If you truncate, you drop it to the...
Well, if it's a minus, you go to the other side. If it's a plus, you go up.
From three and a half to four?
No. From five up. Just
well, you know, if you, what do you got? What is your... You don't round it at all. You just go ahead and give it to me. I'll put it right in here with the fingers.
Okay. Yeah. 66 and a half.
Oh, yeah. We don't fool around with that. See, if you 60.5 is no problem.
You can round it, truncate it, or estimate.
95%. Exactly.
Truncate it.
All right.
All right. Anyone else on that?
Do with all the space.
Any other numbers?
Which one was it?
Some
ladies, you know,
the
one that I
made. A long time ago, didn't I? Let me see. What number was that? Let me see. I got one I'm missing. Did you get? Oh, you didn't take that test. The
test I didn't take.
Yeah, the other one I gave you.
Did it?
Somewhere. I think I gave it back last time. Was that it? Is that my mark?
Little mark, yeah.
I have in the book. That was in the...
Okay.
Been lessons 10 and 11. And it would have been exercise paragraph 62. If my figures are right here. Seventh week. Do you have that?
I have exercise 10.
Lesson 10 and 11, see. So it might
have been. I have them together, though.
No.
I have 10 there.
The 10, it's not there?
I have 10.
Is 10 the one in question?
I don't know.
You see, that's my right. Yeah, 98%. That's right. That's my right. That's my right. So that's all right. That gives you. It
took me 40 minutes.
Just small.
I couldn't keep up with you.
All right.
I caught you about the three.
Oh, remind me to make a copy of it. We rather didn't get one of those, I'll do that. All right, let's take a look at our week for the time after we come back from Thanksgiving, which will be 2 weeks from tonight. Any of you want to see this, the KJV, go ahead if you want to take a look at the original volumes.
Oh, you got several.
Yeah, we got several volumes. See, in other words, there are the three volumes in the Old Testament and one in the New. See, there's the New Testament there.
Cool.
You can kind of see the how it's laid out and so on.
Thanks so much.
Well, it's just fat, you know. It's just those are big volumes.
Thick pages.
Yeah, thick pages.
Oh, big writing.
Yeah, big writing. And, of course, this Nelson publication is just put in the same identical pagination, see, but yet in English that you can read, on a regular Roman script, I guess we call it, rather than the German, German script. But they make some interesting comments on here, as I say. The Book of Acts now, and almost going to be finished here for a long time.
Pastor Jordan made a comment on Ruckmanites. Did you catch that, Larry?
Oh, really?
In one of his messages?
Oh, really? I've got my recorder on. We're on the difference between passive and middle. The passive rose out of the middle, let me just repeat, and the line of demarcation between them was never absolutely fixed. There was a slight margin in which they overlapped and presented a common ground. Thus, in Acts 22:16, baptistai is middle and means get yourselves baptized. Now, baptize yourselves, or baptize for yourself, for the sake of yourself. But as to practical significance, how much difference is there between that rendering and be baptized, the way it is usually rendered? We must beware not to seek a hard and fast English equivalent to be employed persistently in the translation of either of these voices. As the passive pressed the middle off the field, there remained a common ground of interchanging functions between them. In fact, as we have observed above, the functions of the middle voice still flourish in the Greek language and so on. So, with all due respect to the normal way we observe, since we've learned passive is be this and middle is to yourselves, that's the standard, see? But in all of that general rule, let's remember there's these fine lines and there are these exceptions and so on, and I'm sure that the men who knew Greek inside, outside, and up, down, middle, and everything were well aware of these distinctions, and they chose, in their wisdom of the Greek grammar and the nuances of the language, the meaning as it did, humble yourself, so, be humble, so as fairly much almost the same. So, let's say, with all due respect to Dr. Jordan's translation, too, he's absolutely correct. Now, that's the normal way to do it. But on the other hand, there's these other things that would kind of balance things, obviously. Yes,
there doesn't seem to be much difference between humbling yourself and being humble then.
Yeah, that's true, I know. So anyway, but that's interesting. I appreciate your, of course, bringing that up. And I'm not a recommendee either. I'm just saying, I've learned to appreciate, first of all, I know the skill of the men because I've looked up their history and the languages, you know, as far as their prowess, the King James translators, and their ability in the grammatical backgrounds, the linguistic capabilities. I've got several pages in one of our works, I mentioned to you before, on Winwood Burgon Revised Greek Text, number 804, on the back page in the appendix, number page 40 and so on. I have about 6 or 8 pages summing up what each man did and what he knew about the Hebrew and the Greek and the portions that he translated, see, and knowing that, I really have to look in and see. I remember I told you the other week about the passage that everybody raved against the poor King James translators on in the Book of Luke. And I told you about how Dr. Bill Hopewell, the ABW, Association of Baptist World Evangelism, preached in Bethel Baptist Church several years back on the Gospel of Luke. And, you know, it was Christmas time, and he came to the Luke chapter 1 or 2. Where it says, and all the world came to be taxed, 2:1, a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. Remember I told you that? And then it said in the margin, or enrolled. See, right in there, see, right in the margin. There, or enrolled. In other words, we say enrolled today, but as I said last week, that word taxed in Greek is taxed or enrolled, and the word taxed in English. You look under the Oxford English Dictionary, those 2-volume mini print. It's taxed or enrolled. And here the fellow, they knew what they were doing. I mean, they chose the taxation because what was foremost in the Roman government's mind, was it to enroll or was it to tax? You know, they can enroll, but I mean, basically they wanted the money, see. So these men used that word tax, and I think it's a good... See, there's a lot of these things. So before I'm too quick, I've learned through experience to check into this and check into that and say, well, is that really the way it is or not? See, not to be a Ruckmanite, which I'm not, and not to be overly fond of any one translation of it, yet I've grown to respect the men as far as their rendering in many areas. And we can have differences. There are always more than one way to translate any Greek sentence, you know, and more than one way to translate any Greek noun or verb or tense or voice or anything. So, but the question I always raise is, is there a grammatical error in the translation, a mistake or something, you know, that cannot be substantiated by some Greek rule that we know about or can find out about, so on, that they made? And if so, well, point it out. If not, well, if it's either this or that, well, then say at least they went within the ballpark. And we may prefer another one, another rendering. But, you know, they do that, for instance, with the translation in Matthew 28, the Great Commission. You know, they say, as you go, you know, make disciples, instead of going to all the world, let's see, you should power up the Holy Spirit of God, you know, that's Acts 1:8. How does it start? I know Mark 16:15, go into all the world, preach the gospel to every creature. But
Go ye therefore,
and make disciples, or teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father. Okay, go ye therefore. And I go ye therefore. I've had a number of speakers, one just recently at Tabernacle Baptist Church, from Baptist Bible College over there at Clark Summit, went out of his way to excoriate the error, the King James translators, of saying, go, ye therefore.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this is a partisan.
Yeah.
Should be having gone, then, see, now, what he wasn't familiar with, and on that occasion, in the night meeting, I took that man, that pompous toad from Baptist College Summit, I call it. And really, that's his attitude. When I gave it to him, I didn't conclude that he was a pompous toad, frankly, until I actually gave him the information and chatted with him, and then I concluded that was the result. I simply took the grammatical comment, you know, in Dana and Maddie, or A.T. Robertson's Live Grammar, or both, and took the actual meaning of what it is and what the song, which says very clearly that one of the valid uses of the participle, see, is an imperative.
Hmm.
And this is the use of it. They translate it so and several other things I gave to him, and his reaction was very hostile. I tried to be as kind. I was very, I was charitable in my remarks. I didn't loudly shout, or I just took him aside and said, well, now, you know, Dr. So-and-so and so forth. So anyway, but he was not at all pleased, and he really took issue with a lot of things. So anyway, all that mileage on that one particular fact there of comments. All right, well, let's move on then to the lessons for next week. The King James facsimiles are there, as you see, and I thought I was going to have to wade through that and check through, but I'm so happy to get this in this form. And as of right now, I remember I told you I was going through comparing the sound differences, that is, of the sound, what you can hear, not the spellings, but the sound differences from Genesis Revelation in the 1611 versus the old Schofield. I'm comparing that, and we have all together, in all these thousands upon thousands of words, no more than 290 different, most of those are not having to do with form, but of, or substance rather, merely of form. And I'm right now on day number 319 or 320, less than one per day is what the total. And I finally have found the Bible that my high school janitor gave to me, Uncle Charlie, when he led me to Christ, the first Bible. And that Bible has all the chapters in every book, all the verses in every book, all the words in every book for the whole Bible, plus the whole Old Testament, whole Testament. So now you see I can statistically, mathematically, I was in the house somewhere, my wife found it, floating around somewhere in all of our books. But now I can take statistically the minute percentage of change. You think of 200 and whatever I said, 90 or whatever. By the time I get there, maybe 300 or whatever. And you get all the words. And these are the words that are changed. A lot of them are form, not content. For instance, towards is what they say here in the ABC. Now we say toward. Well, that's rare. Mm-hmm. See, that's even a quibbling as to whether that's even statistically different. See, but I'm counting it. A lot of times I have an abbreviation E with a Y, you know. E well, for me, for thee well. See, well, I'm counting that. It's, we don't know what the Y. They may have had an automatic, like they have an ampersand for an and, you know. But also that E sometimes is used for that. So you see there's the for the and that also, so you don't know what it is, so I'm counting. But a lot of these are very very minuscule. But it'll be a very small percentage. And as I told you before, the main idea is I'm trying to answer the argument against the argument of the New King James Version, which says, you see, this is obviously just a continuation of the translation of the King James Version, another edition. They've had 4 or 5 here initially. There were 10 or 20,000 changes.
Mm-hmm.
And you think, all these changes. What's the basic spellings? S-I-N-N-E, sin, you know, so on, different spellings, and so on. E-Y-E-E instead of Y-E, and T-H-E-E instead of one E, and they're different spellings. And the thought is, this is just one more change, you know. And when you realize that the sounds, and then some of these, even small little tiny, ye for you, for instance, there's several, many of the ye's and you's. When you realize you're talking about 290 thus far, and we got November, December, two more months to go out of 365 days, and then you look in the New King James, and every verse you have a change. I mean, you've got real, you know, got exponential differences. So anyhow, it should be interesting for what it's worth. The three people who would be interested in it, well, we'll have it. But I'm interested in it because it's an interesting phenomenon, I think, in this translation burgeoning multitude that's keeping going. All right, now let's go on with next week, having taken a little bit of aside, perhaps too much, but 14 and a half through 15 is this week, so we go 16 through 17 and a half. All right, let's take a look at chapter 16, lesson 16. We have quite a bit of work to do, so I'm glad we have a little vacation time to do it. The tongue is what? The tongue.
Glossa.
All right, what's our memory here for that? Glossolalia. From to speak, lalao. And also the Attic pronunciation and spelling of glossa was with two taus, glotta instead of glossa. That's a variant spelling, and you think of the epiglottis, epi upon the glottis, the tongue, see, on the tongue, epiglottis. So glottis, glossa, glossolalia. All right, the glory is what?
Dosa.
Careful. Not Daza, but it's not a Zeta, but it's a C. It's a C, so
Doxa.
Remember we learned Edoxazo, didn't we? Doxazo, didn't we use that? To praise. This is the noun form. And of course the doxology, which means straight phrase. Well, or orthodoxy, I should say, straight phrase. But doxology is the study of praise. Giving glory to God, doxology. The sea is what?
Thalasso.
Hey, thalassa, all right. Oh, thalassa. Any memories on that one? Let's see. No, Thessalonica, but that wouldn't be it. All right, disciple is what? Careful your articles here. That's a masculine, but it looks feminine.
Almathetes.
Remember hint? Oh, you can say Matthew if you want. See, now the word manthano, we'll slip an N in there, noon in there, before the theta. Manthano is to learn. See? So mathetes, you shorten the thing from month to math, and that's a learner. See, a disciple is a learner. Manthano, we don't know manthano
kind of
yet.
Two to remember.
Well, take math. Mathematics might be part of manthano to learn. I'm not sure. Mathematics, I think it's part of manthano. But mathetes. Matthew, I think, is supposed to come. He was a disciple. The prophet is what? Careful your article here again.
Prophetes.
All right, and of course, it looks like a feminine, but it's a masculine. The article will tell. Of course, remember here on that is simple.
You have the. Okay, but and also the ending, the.
Taste.
Taste.
Looks feminine.
Is
carried all the way through. See, that's one of our paradigms on page 54. No, 55. Prophetes. The prophetes. Ha, prophetes, see? So that's carried all at taste. Oh, but it changes. Prophetes, prophetu, tu, te. See, here it's a cross. It's a hybrid.
It sort of looks like a hybrid. Masculine.
That's a masculine feminine. It is neither nor. Neither, huh? Neither nor.
The plural looks all feminine.
The plural is all right. Huh?
I don't need this.
No, this is a hermaphrodite. Hermes and Aphrodite combined, you see. This is a male and a female. This is what it is. It's a masculine and feminine declension.
I'm going to invent a language that has no exceptions whatsoever.
Oh, please.
That's good. Spanish is pretty tight like that. I like Spanish. As far as pronunciation and so on, once you learn the alphabet, every Spanish word from that you can pronounce because there's no variation. Every A is an I, every E is an A, and everything perfect. Yeah. French no, English no, all the other no, and Greek sometimes no, but Spanish.
You say Spanish is the easiest language.
Yeah, it's tremendous. Beautiful language. All right. The promise is one.
Epiglottis.
Epangelia.
Okay. Hey, Epangelia. Hey, Epangelia. And of course, Epi plus Angelos. Angelos is an angel or messenger. Epi is, of course, an announcement. So it's a promise. It's an announcement upon something, and so therefore, not just an announcement, it's built upon somebody's word that they've said it, therefore it's a promise, you see. It's related to angels, announcement. All right, the head is what? The head. Hey, Kephale. All right, remember him?
Encephalogram.
Cephalic index. Encephalogram. All right, you see the kappa turns into a C, and cephalic index and encephalogram. All right, the house is what?
Oikia.
And you get the oikumene, the one house, ecumenical movement, oikos, oikia. All under the inhabited world. Oikumene is the inhabited earth. It's all under one big house, you see. And so oika is a possible
memory. So what's the difference between this house and the oikos?
That's a good question. I don't know. And I don't know whether did I bring my synonyms in here yet, Trent. And maybe one he omits. Let's see. Oikos and oikia. I really don't know. That synonym, I don't know whether we find help in our... No, it's one of the ones he doesn't have. The synonyms of the New Testament, Old Testament are wonderful, except when they don't have. So I really don't know. I'll have to check. I don't know that it would be in our analytical either. Last I knew it, what happened? Just fell out, I see. With the context, you see, maybe if you look at the different meanings of the context, let me see. Oikos. Oikos here is the place of abode, a house or dwelling, a seat or site, spiritual house or structure, and so on. Autonomy, a household or family. Oikia is listed underneath it, see? A house, dwelling, and abode. The bodily abode of the soul. Autonomy, a household or family. See, it's about the same. So this level, you don't have it. You have to dip in deeper, see, into the Dellen Scott, Scotch Greek lexicon, and some of the sources there. Maybe some of the larger, maybe the one in there, the 8th volumes or whatever by... Kittle, you know, the word pictures in the New Testament, the theological dictionary, whatever. Yeah. So I can't tell you, I'm sorry, gentlemen, that I should really look that one up, I guess.
The only real difference is gender.
Yes, oikos is ha oikos, and this is hey oikia.
So it's a
masculine and feminine,
maybe there's a reason they needed one for each.
Maybe so. Maybe his and hers, I guess, I don't know.
Uh-huh.
Doms and...
cloisters.
What's the other one? Psalms and Mishia. What is the masculine of Psalms? You see it on the in foreign languages. I can't think of it. All right, so this is the woman's house and the man's house. I guess man is the head of the house. Maybe this is the onset of the matriarchal society. All right, the parable is what? Hey, parabole. Of course, parable is an obvious memory hit there. The synagogue, again.
Hey, synagogue.
Ago is to lead, and syn with, to lead together. See?
Bring in,
together with.
Synagogue.
Oh, we've had synagogue. Yes, that's right. Synagogue. So, the joy as well. Echara. All right, Echara. Memory hint? I don't know. Charisma is different. See, it's charis. It's different.
That wouldn't be charismatic.
Well, it's possible. Chara. In your roots, you see, they have that chara under there. It's entirely possible that that's part of morphemes, yes.
I'll remember it that way.
Chara. They have a lot of seeming joy, at least it's superficial joy, isn't it? Whether it's deep down or not, I don't know. I don't know how long lasting it is. But boy, they certainly have a lot of hugging and kissing and talking and whoop-de-doing and everything, don't they?
They want the emotion and say nothing.
Yeah. Did you find anything there?
No, not on that side. I was probably flipped back too far.
Yeah, all right. I'm looking under Kaddish, and this one.
Kharo is from the verb, I guess.
I can't even. Kaddish, see, Kharo, to rejoice. Kharo, which is He, Alpha, Yoda, Rho. See, chairo, yeah, you see, well, that is connected. It is definitely. Chairo is the verb to be glad, see, from which we get this now, chara, hey, chara, to be glad, to be joyful, see, to be full of joy, chairo. And chara is joy, and charis is pleasing show or charm, beauty, gracefulness, pleasing service. Another, here's your word for grace, charis. And the charismatics, yeah, that is all part, it is connected, definitely. So, charin, charizomai, charisma. Yeah, it's all part of the same root. All right, the hour is what? Not only late, but what is it in Greek?
Hora.
Hora. All right, notice your rough breathing. Hora, of course, you got that memory hint as a hora.
Hour.
Hours, that's it. Hora is in Spanish. Hora. Here's hora. All right, any questions on any of those? All right, learn the articles with them, please. Then we'll take 105. Don't forget the articles. Please put hey glosa all the way down. Hey glosa. All right, let's say it together. Shall we? Ready? Hey glosa. Tes gloses. Ready? Tes gloses. Te glose. Te glose. Te glose. What is the end vowel on glose?
Pardon?
Morna. Ada, Yoda subscript. I want Phil to be sure to remember that. Ada, Yoda subscript. What is the final vowel on te? The locative instrumental dative article, te.
It's the same thing.
Which is?
Ada with Yoda subscript.
Ada, Yoda subscript. Okay, I just want to be sure. If we say these out, it's escape Phil. It is light. It is kind of, you know, we want to be sure on that. Because it's easily done. Te, close, safe, te, close. Okay, let's go on to the accusative. Tain, glosan. Now watch that. See, that's a change between the A stem and the Ada stem. You all right, Phil? You see?
No, which three?
Lock and instrumental data. Glosse, glosse, glosse. See those? Yoda subscript?
A.
Different from glosse, glosse. See? Yoda subscript. All right.
And in the article, too.
And the article, too. Right. Te, te, te. All right. Now, the accusative. Tain, glosan. And then glossa. Notice glossan, glossa. I would underline the on and ah because those are strays. Those are different. Are the plural with the article.
The article on the middle would be just...
Te. Tal. Ada yoda subscript. Ada yoda subscript. All right.
What was the difference then?
Well, the glossan. See, the alpha nu in the end, and glossa. That's the glossan. Should be glossane, see?
Well, if the nominative also is
different. Glossa, that should be glossane, see, glossane. But it's glossa. So that's a different, that's an A ending root.
Aren't the strays in the genitive through the dative?
It depends on how you
look at it. Well, it depends how you look at it.
Because we have an alpha in the nominative. It seems that the strays are the ADAs.
So you're saying the nominative is the standard, right?
Usually, well, that's what they say in the book here.
Yeah, that's true.
I think he's right anyway, because when you look at the plurals, they say
they go back to the standard.
Yeah, to the standard.
Well, but the ice is a standard anyway, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, but
but it deals with the A.
Ah, you mean? Yeah.
The only place you have the ADAs are in the genitive through the dative.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
That's a good point.
But you see, when you take the other ADAs, not the cardia, but take the other ADAs. Let's see if we can find an ADA or two on page 49, Phonais, phonais, phonais. See, phonon, phonais, phonais. You see, that plural is identical. You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, it depends on how you look at it, I guess. You see, if you're going to go with the ah, see, 52 with the cardia, like we did tonight, hopefully, I guess most of us did all right on that. Then you see, yeah, you could explain it on the cardia. You go to that way if you want. Yeah, either way, it depends on how you want to see.
How are we reconciling the difference between the situation with the glossa and cardia? are we being able
to say the cardia, if you want to say this is like the cardia with the ending like that, then you would say the glosses, and glosse would be stray. Those would be your oddballs.
This is only this word has that stray form.
That's right. This is an exception. See.
How will you know the? Is there a list of exceptions or something like that?
No, it really isn't unless you get into a big. Unless you get into a big grammar that has all these things. The thing about it is that the exceptions are known by their usages. See, and the King James, the New Testament usages are not full. See, now, classical usages are full, partially when you look at all the languages. So how you decline something depends on how it's used, and you've got to go into there to see. Now, if you had a real up-to-date paradigm grammar that would give all the paradigms and all the regulars and irregulars, you'd have it, but a lot of these are just very brief. See, we have some irregulars in the back, but it's not anything full. We have some in the back of this, the analytical Greek lexicon. See, we have some irregulars. And,
so this is just letting us know that there are a few irregulars.
Yeah, there are a few out there. See, the thing about it is, how many would you have to change if you put it on the cardia pattern? So you'd have to change the glosse, that's five forms. And if you put it on the ace pattern, you just have to change three forms. See, I guess that's why I was doing it easy. I'm just trying to, that's my own thinking. You can do what you want. Put it on the F form and change the five. Or you can put it on the eta form and just change three. See, glossa, glosson, and glossa.
You know, you look at it sort of from the opposite point of view, is that when you see it, you should be able to recognize it either way. You don't necessarily have to know how to decline it, but you'll be able to recognize what it is by looking at
it. That's right, because
it has other things. The endings are still standard.
Right. It's either eta yoda subscript or alpha yoda subscript, whatever it is. All right, let's go to the plural. High glossi, ton glosson, ton glosson, tais glossi, tais glossi, tais glossi. Glossa. All right, the observation 106 are background, and 107 is background contract substance of the first clause as gay, hey gay, the earth, geology, geometry, you know, gay, and mna, hey mna, await in summer, decline like phoné and cardia respectively, except they have a certain place, and so on. But we're not going to learn those. We just say they're patterned after it. We don't, once you learn one, you know the other. Substance of the first clause. Now we're saying an ace or os or masculine in gender. That's 109.8, which is a remark. The declension of hey profetes. All right, let's try that. Hey profetes, rather. That's also required. So we got a vocabulary in 104. We have our declension in 105 with the article. Now we have the declension in paragraph 109.
Do we assume that these declensions were, if you know, like for glory, would that decline irregularly? Are these all irregular on this lesson, would you say?
Not necessarily. I would think so. Glossa. Doxa. I don't think it is. I would think all of them being regular unless they tell you differently. See, like these here.
Okay.
I would. But I really don't know. I really, I'm not up on, I think they're regular. I think thalassa. That's the thing. There's such a wide-ranging situation. And really, we're pledged to translate from the Greek into the English, more than the English to the Greek, so that we're not having to always go that other way, except as we're learning, in order to sort of fix it in our minds is why we require it then. But they have a few, I think, in the back of the book, guides to verbs classes. Let me see on the paradigms of nouns. I guess they don't go in too much on the paradigms of nouns. Yeah, there are a few on page 222, 223, contract adjectives. Page 221, there's some substance of third declension, like bus, boas, boi, buon, so on, different irregulars. Page 219, 20, and 21. So they have a few of those. But I would just assume
that they were standards, the up to 223, in a lot of these irregulars. In your analytical Greek lexicon, you have regular declensions, irregularities in the nouns from Roman numeral 2 and 3 and 4 like that. First declension, you have hesa kephale for head. You have chimera, the day. You have he poietes, the poet. Ha poietes. And ha neanias, the young man. You have that one. Secondly, ha logos. You have ha hados, he hados rather. Todoron, ha logos, the hair. We don't need the hair in the tortoise, do we? And you have even the dining room, ta anogeon. I don't know what we need that for. In the Greek, ha helen, you know, for helen. The galley, you have the wall. You have a number of irregularities here. Aner for father. So this is helpful to use your analytic Greek. Agathos, agathei, agathon, adjectives. Melos, melanos, the numerals, the adjectives, the pronouns. So that's about all. I don't have even a full load there. You see a full list of all of the irregularities. So I would assume regularity, unless otherwise stated, we would work it. And you know, since they've only given us these two, for instance, ha mathetes and ha prophetes, we're assuming those are very few and far between, which I think that is the case. Mm-hmm. So let's go with the article, masculine article, feminine ending. Ready? Ha prophetes. Tu prophetu, tu prophetu, to propheto. And what goes under the to? What do you spell the to? To prophetes, excuse me. What, how do you spell the to? How do you spell the to?
Omega.
Omega yod substitute. How do you spell the prophete, the last article?
With the eta with the yod substitute.
All right, the eta yod substitute. All right, starting with locket. To prophete. To prophete, to prophete, to prophete. Now, excuse me, ton prophete. I've got to read my noon for the upsilon. That's bad. And then the evocative, propheta. I put mine right in there, the articles. I suggest you write it right in there.
Yeah.
Hoi, plural. Hoi prophetai.
Could you go back just a second over that?
Yes. Which one?
Well, the singular is. It's
ha. Prophetes, yeah. And two, and to, and ton.
Oh.
Yeah, ton.
And that's with the omega subscript.
Yeah, you made it omega yo structure for the lack of instrumental data, right? Mm-hmm. The plural would be hoi, ton, tous, excuse me, tois, and tous. Hoi,
what is the locative?
Tois. Oh, locative, to, with the omega yo subscript. Omega,
it's an omega.
Yeah, omega. To. See, you got to be top. Otherwise, see, always to. See, always get that. See, if you get that pronunciation right, the O for omicron and O for omega, the same with F for epsilon and A for eta, and never vary in your pronunciation. When you say them, you'll be able to write them because F will always be epsilon, A will always be eta.
The only problem I had with that was trying to memorize some of these like.
Aletheia. Well, Aletheia, the epsilon yoda. You're right.
Epsilon yoda
right.
Is also an A.
That's right. Exactly right. All right, plural of hoi, let's say it. Hoi profeta. Hoi profetai. Ton profeton. Ton profeton. Tois profetais. Tois profetais. Tois profetais. Tous profetas. And profeta.
Tous,
yeah. Tous.
What's the
tau, omicron, epsilon, sigma, tus.
All right.
Right. Now again, tus. Now if I said tis, it'd be epsilon. See, but tus, you know, or omicron, epsilon, tus. See, the same way if we get those pronunciations, we help.
That's under what?
That's under the tus. That's the accusative plural.
So I haven't found anything different. They're all still the masculine.
Right. Oh, the masculine article.
The never changed.
No, I never changed. Yeah. That's right. Yeah. All right. 110 is observation. That's just background. I wouldn't bother too much on that. Notice 111, the singular of aneas, ha aneas, you know, aneas. I'm not going to let you have you bother about that. It's all, it's just the singular. Why not the plural? If they really want us to go whole hog, let's give us everything and make us learn the whole thing. See, when they give us only the singular, it doesn't interest me, see. It's not sufficient to cause us to put into our brains and to hold it there for any length of time. So you may count that as background. Pardon me?
Youth?
Well,
youth.
How the Septuagint renders some of the Old Testament. Even the youth shall grow weary. Isn't that it? In Isaiah 40, they shall run and not be weary, they shall walk and not faint.
What would we say?
Well, anyway, we would say youths.
Youth and youth, right?
Yeah.
It's a group, it's a, what is a collective?
You say youth and age, that's true.
Youth.
No, youth, they're slanted. Is there?
No, I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Youth.
Youth
is a collective.
It is a collective, yeah.
It's a selective now.
Well, it could be.
Like people.
Apprehended the youth.
Like people. Some people put as a peoples, well, but I think as a poor. And I know I didn't learn all that.
Well, it's the deers. It wouldn't
be. Unless,
people,
but unless you have a...
She's, yeah. Apprehended the youth as they were...
Yeah, that's possible. The youth, see, it becomes more than one. But if you can say the youth of the world, see,
right,
you can have a collective... You see, Manny, you can have a collective, the youth of the world, that's fine, but he apprehended the two youths, see?
I think he's...
Possibly.
No, I wouldn't say the two youths.
Now, also, on the peoples, although I agree, normally it's the people, but you hear some good speakers say the peoples of the earth, you know, meaning the each and then every separate nationalities and so on. Whether it's false or whether it's right or whether it's wrong, I don't know.
Way it'd be right.
These are some of the things you study into and look into some exceptions and see how the uses you see. And I found... Fowler's Handbook of English Usage is the best authority. We had that on the basement.
I still remember the name of that. It was 6th or 7th grade geography. The People's Places and Things, it was called.
Yeah.
People's Places and
That's
Things.
It. Yeah, so you see, there are some uses, and when you're talking about the individual, it sounds funny. Just like sometimes, instead of money, which is normally collected, you talk about monies.
Yeah.
The money is collected where so-and-so. See, but normally the money collected with so-and-so. What's the difference? But there's certain specific meanings when you have that plural. What it is, what the nuances and the distinguish, that's connotation versus denotation again in the meetings. All right, now tonight...
111's background, though.
111's background, yeah. Now we take, of course, exercise 112, and then we hasten on to 17. Take the vocabulary, and 115. We will stop short of the exercise ever. All right, so let's take a look at good as well. These are your adjectives now, first and second place. Good as well. Agathos. Now this is a smooth breathing, Agathos. Remember
like,
him?
They look like nouns.
Yes, they look just like nouns. They look like nouns.
Now what if it were, that's for a good man or a good apostle.
Right.
What if it's a good
goodness
woman or a good soul?
Agathe. Down here. See, this is the number of paragraph 115.
Oh, okay.
You get it? See what I mean? Agathos, Agathe, Agathon. See? Okay. Right on. What's your memory hint for Agathos? As a woman's name, Agatha, it means good. See, goodness. I think that's one thing.
I thought I'd just hang
in
with Agatha.
You go ahead and hang in with Agatha. Man, that's all right. Beloved. This is another answer. Agapetos. Agapao is to love. Agapetos is the loved one, or the beloved. Agape, you heard about that, love all the time. Last is what?
Eschatology.
That's it. You got it. Remember him, eschatology. Evil or bad?
Karkos.
Remember him?
Karkos.
Have you ever heard of the cacophony? No. The bad noise, bad sounds. Karkos. C-A-C-O. Cacophony. Rather than symphony, see. When people have sour notes, you know, like jazz music and rock and roll, there's a lot of cacophony. Karkos. Bad, phony. Phony is sound. Say bad sound.
Cocky people.
Just to throw something really weird in here, I used to do voice prints for the FBI in the laboratory in Washington.
Mm-hmm.
And when you would do a voice print of a classical music, it would look beautiful.
Really?
But when you did rock music, it was total
chaos.
It really was. I mean, it looked like just like noise. If you fed noise into the
noise is different,
recorder and then It's just basically random.
Now, do you stop the printer to keep it flowing? You stop it?
You have to stop it and take a 2.5 second portion of tape and make a voice print. And rock music, you cannot see any formation or any diagram to it, but with classical music or birds singing or anything like that, it's all beautiful. You know, you can see a pattern. It's very interesting.
Do you have any of those left? You don't have any probably. Be interested in printing one of the glass. I'd like to see that. That's another proof against rock music, isn't it?
It's chaos.
Not only does it make the plants die, you remember this, that's part of the documentation too, the plants just don't do well under rock music.
Against nature, those funny plants.
All right. Yeah, maybe the funny plants. Mary Jane, the marijuana. All right. So, evil and bad, kakos. The good or the beautiful is what?
Kalos.
Any memory on that? Calligraphy. Beautiful writing. Kakos and calligraphy.
See?
Well, I guess that's true. I just keep with the kalos. Faithful is what?
Pistos.
Pistos is to believe, you see, and it's related to belief. Somebody who believes something is faithful, you know, he is faithful if he believes it and is puts it into practice.
Is the meaning of that word?
Pistis is faith. Pistos is faithful. See, but the noun, hey pistis, with the is, Yoda Sigma, is faith. But pistos, with the omicron sigma, is faithful. It's an adjective. One is a noun, one is an action. They're interrelated.
The meanings of those words are very similar then.
Faith and faithful. What do you mean? Yes. Oh, believe.
Believe.
Yes, believe and faithful. That's right. That's what I see. Faith, you see, belief means to have faith in, right?
Right.
Yes. So faith, to have faith, that what you have is pistos, and pistos is to believe, and to have faith, and this is faith. See, so faith and faith. When you say believe and faith and faithful, that seems like they're two different words. You say have faith in, and faithful, faith and faith are all the same. So same with the Greek.
Wow.
Very much tied in. Yes.
Could you say, a person says, I believe, does it naturally flow that you could then say he's faithful?
He's one of the faithful, if he believes. One of the faithful, because he's a believer. That's right. That's what it is. You could say that, and the Greek puts that very way. First is what?
Protos.
Well, memory hint?
Prototype.
Well, why bother? You had about that. It's
make many all the time.
Okay, proton. See, neutron, electron, proton. The first. 114 is background information. Any questions on the vocabulary? Learn these adjectives: masculine, feminine, and neuter. Now, this lays it all out so that you can see the three. See, masculine, feminine, neuter, right in one fell swoop. So I don't think it's anything new. Let's go down. Masculine, first of all, singular and plural, agathos, which is good. Ready? Agathos, agathu, agathu, agatho, 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 agathon, agathet. Plural? Agathon, 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 agathois, 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 agathous, agathoi. So that's pretty well like the masculine logos. It's logos, logu, logo, and so on. Now let's turn into the feminine adjective, good. If it's a good woman instead of a good man. Okay. All right? Agathe, agathes, agathes, agathe, agathe, agathe. How do you spell last vowel, agathe? Okay, good. All right, keep going with the accuser. Agathe, agathe. All right, plural. Agathai, agathon, agathon, agathais, 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 agathas, agathai. See, this is straight first declension, isn't it?
Yeah.
And the agathos is straight second eclipse. It's just the same. Now, let's go with the neuter. Agathon, agathu, agathu, agatho, 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 agathon, agathon, plural. Agatha, agathon, agathon, agathois, 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 agatha, agatha. Straight neuter again, just like the second eclipse. Tadoron, see? Same thing.
Now, if these are modifying those irregulars, would we just stay with the...
Stay with whatever that article says. If it's ha matetes, which it is, then you got to go with the ha. It's masculine. So it's a good,
so
it's agathos, agath matetes. You tie in with what that gender is. Mm-hmm. And the article determines the gender. So it would be ha agathos matetes. Because ha is masculine, agathos is masculine. So it's the good disciple.
Do you get a lot of irregular adjectives?
I don't remember any at all.
That's a good thing.
I think they're pretty well solved.
The other good thing is?
But that doesn't mean there aren't any. You know, there are always exceptions to my exceptions. But I mean, just offhand, I don't know any. I think they're pretty well straight.
No, it would really be a bad thing if every article changed when the noun changed.
Oh, that would be terrible.
The article was not consistent, and the adjectives were not consistent. If there was one that changed for every inflection in the stem,
that would be. You know how to make terrible things.
Yeah, right. what was that word again?
Kakos. That's right. Now there's another word for evil, poneros and kakos, are different things, but
you know the next week isn't too bad. Why don't we? Can we get one of these?
Spill it over a little bit.
The last one is spilled on for next week.
We have 2 weeks, if that matters to you.
I see what you mean. Because the next week is only with a vocabulary. That's what you mean.
The next week is just
number 18.
Two exercises in one vocabulary.
You're right.
And it's only seven.
It's only seven word vocabulary. So what you're saying is, do you want to spill over the agathos or the vocabulary and the agathos?
Just at least the...
The agathos?
It's
open for a suggestion. I'm open to whatever.
No, I don't mind.
I know what's happened at the end of the month. You know, in my workload. Yeah.
Oh, as far as
we got Thanksgiving. Yeah. We got the
but this
the reading
is the inventory. This is for the end of the month, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, this is the end of the month. But if this is only a little bit, then.
We have vocabulary.
And yeah, the glossa on the prophet takes. He's correct. There is a pretty heavy load.
The ones with the heavy load, tell them whatever they want.
Yeah, that is a heavy load on that score. It's up to you. That is a light load the next time. You're right. It is fairly.
Oh, you mean you want to spill over some for the
next time?
Oh,
in other words,
knock this one out.
Oh, I thought
actually,
you wanted to pick up another.
Oh, no.
You last year.
Pick up another one.
Yeah, that's what you were.
Really?
That's changed.
Oh, really?
You could really knock
that. No, we may have done that to make the the following week a little lighter.
You could really you really take the vocabulary and the agathos off if you wish.
I thought you were adding more. I can.
Yes.
No, we have the next time we have the exercises. The vocabulary and exercise.
Yeah, a very small.
And small vocabulary, no less.
Well, what do you want to do? How much do you want to lop over? The adjectives plus the vocabulary on lesson 17, or just the adjectives? Or both or one?
It's not bad the way it is.
Is there another exercise to make
the
things
bad? The declension is the same.
Oh.
For the adjectives, the
vocabulary.
Two vocabularies, two exercises?
We have three declensions.
There will be three declensions.
Okay, three declensions,
two vocabularies.
Those two declensions are tough. Any questions on five?
I did it right.
You did it right.
All right, let's go to six then, which is read in the Greek as what?
A.
Diatheke.
Diatheke. Okay.
Egrafeta.
Toys.
Anthropos. All right, what does that translate into?
The
New Testament, the Testament or covenant, and Gratita
was
being written
by
the men. Okay, you got it. Any questions on that? Now here you see it's just the lack of an instrumental date of instrumental of agency.
Yeah,
you don't need the hupos.
Could be for the men, right?
Right.
For the men, sure. For the men, by the men. To the men, sure. Written to the men.
To the men, yeah.
Now notice, gentlemen, when you have the hupos, the primary agency, you have the genitive ablative, but when you just have the choice anthropos, you just have the regular lock of instrumental. Instrumental means... Whatever. All right, questions on that? All right, let's move on then to the English section, page 51, the second part. From the beginning in the village. It'll be what? From the beginning?
Let's see, beginning is...
Arche. Hey, Arche is the beginning.
So it would be...
Thais.
Thais. Arche. Now, if you put a throw in a preposition, apo, you'd have to figure out what case apo would take. I suppose take the same, apo... ablative only. Yeah, we're all ablative, so it'd be apo. Ap,
could
arche,
you use this
apo? You lie the omicron, and you just have apo. I think you said apo arche. If you would be op, see the two vowels, you take one out. So it'd be op arche from the beginning. You just take
you,
place.
You can use ek. Can you use ek? You use ek.
Arche, rather. Op arche, I should say. Pardon me?
Ek.
Ek arche from the beginning? I guess so. Ek arche.
I would think so.
All right, anything else from the beginning?
Well, what's correct then for that? What apo op, what about
yeah, op, most correct op our case? I don't see from apo in the sense of that from ek is from in the sense of source from the see down from the being, but apo is from the time of the being. They use apo in that sense much more than ek, but I'm not going to count the ek off as far as that's concerned. Or you just say tase our case from the beginning and don't even have any purposes. But I think the from usually, if you look under the from on page 43, you see from off and away from is apa, but you see ek is out or out of or from within.
From
see,
within.
A little different sense, yeah. Out. That's right, coming out. So that's right. A little different nuance again. Yes.
Yeah, I wasn't here for that, but the way I, isn't that how they say it, like with horses, ek? Or, you know, lineage of like dog.
Out of so and so, yes. Out of this one.
This,
yeah, out of this. Yeah, that would be from the source. Yeah, rather the source. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Well, then it's Paul.
Apo, yeah, but I wouldn't be quibbling around, huh? I wouldn't be quibbling. What's that?
It's Apo, taste.
Taste, our case. That's good. Apo, taste, our case. Sure, no problem. That's the preferable one, Steve. The ek, he's asked if you have it, I guess so, from the stress of imagination. You put it in the all right, the question 9. In the village is what? Kome is village, is it?
In.
Kome.
Te. Kome.
And te kome?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Or in te kome. All right.
Yes.
In the beginning.
Okay.
In the village. Right? And te kome.
What about without the N?
Or just te kome.
Te
kome is fine. Any questions on 1? All right, 2. He is teaching the scriptures. Teaches didasko, so it would be didaske. Didaske. Scripture is hegrafe.
Hegrafe.
Not toist, but hegrafe.
That's right, it's a different.
Tas.
Grafas.
Grafas. Tas grafas. He was teaching the scriptures. Any question on that? All right, 3. We have peace in the soul. You know that chorus?
Yeah.
My testimony?
Okay.
Written in the 1940s? No. I have been. Let's see. I have been alone with Jesus. I have peace with my soul. He has set the joy bells ringing and he has made me whole. I have peace with my soul. One of the phrases in that one. It's like, hold on. I have tasted of his goodness. I have been with him in prayer. He has set the joy bells ringing and I have. Solace there. Very, very nice chorus. Okay. Go ahead. I don't know. It's real. I was a young Christian at that time. Just saved about 6 months, 8 months. Went to University of Michigan as a young Christian. Saved in high school. And 6 months later, I was thrust into the university life. And you know, some of these choruses really buoy your soul up as you're walking along the street amongst all the heathen and godless people, you know. And it's good to have a good sound church that you can fellowship with. I remember they used to sing that in there. And then we went on the rides, you know, with young people, and we used to sing in the buses back and forth. My testimony. It's good. All right. I have peace with my soul. What is that one then in the Greek? We have peace in the soul. Have, of course, is echo. So we have is
echomen.
Echomen. And then peace is eirene. Eirene.
Eirene.
So I guess it's the accusative. Tain eirene, right? Tain eirene. We have peace.
You don't have to use the tain.
No, if you don't want to, I guess. But normally the Greek use likes that article there. It ain't in the soul, either with or without the end. Just plain locative instrumental dative, which would be soul is psuche, hey psuche. So the in the soul would be te psuche. Te psuche. Or en te psuche. Psuche. Yeah.
With the article, the peace.
Uh-huh.
If you said it that way.
Oh yeah, they like those articles. The Greeks just put in articles like in nobody's business, even though in English we don't see. So I always throw them in for free. You know, just, you know. In English we don't, but in the soul. See, there it would be even
but,
in English.
But you know, is it key from the standpoint of indefinite or...
Yeah, well, that's what I was going to ask.
Or definite, you know. That,
well, that's what it is. It is definite and indefinite, but quite often, unless there's some exception, it is that definite is there, see. Now, if you don't mean the definite, then you leave it off. See?
Can you assume that if they leave it off, it's definitely not definite? I guess
that's right. It's in there. If you leave it off, if it's anarthrous, to use a technical phrase, the quality is formal.
Right.
For instance, in John 1:1, the Holy Spirit of God leaves off the article.
Right.
It's not en te arche or en he arche, but en arche, in the beginning. En hologos was the word. So you see, in that which was the beginning as to the qualitative aspect, and not in the particular specific beginning, but in a general overall qualitative rather than quantitative.
There was no specific beginning.
That's right. That's right. So you see, in a vast eternity past, see, that's what you build into an anarthrous construction of that article. The quality of the thing, rather than the particular counting, one, two, three, four, the onesies and twosies, as some have phrased it. Mr. Gott was a man with, he had sugar diabetes. He was in my church, my first church there in Emmanuel Baptist Church in Newton, Massachusetts, and also Faith Baptist Church, the split off of that first one when they had the riot. And Mr. Gott used to use that expression, the onesies and twosies. We use it in our house all the time now since then, over 25 years ago. But quantitative versus qualitative, that's the difference between the article and not the article. Any other questions on three? We have peace in the soul. All right, the sons were receiving the testament.
Hoi,
the sons were receiving. Receive is lambano, isn't it?
Lambano.
Would it be? Lambano, rather. Page 47, if you want to keep your place there and see what the endings are. Lambanato. Banonta, or the onta, lambanonta, yeah. Don't forget the onta ending. We're receiving the testament. He diatheke is the testament, so in the accusative, tain diatheke, right? Tain diatheke. Hoi huioi, lambanonta, tain diatheke. All right, got that? Any question on four?
Yes, sir.
Sorry?
Lambanan.
It should be lambanan because it's not. We're being kept from, but we're keeping.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
What do we got here?
Wait.
We're receiving active voice. Where are we
going to find
it?
That's
right. Lambanan.
We're receiving.
Lambanan. Yeah, just the regular lambanan. Okay, we got him into the wrong axis here. Thank you for that correction. All right, not we're being, but just we're receiving the testimony. The son is active. We're receiving. Elambanon. And that's found on what page? The imperfect active.
Okay.
41.
41.
Elambanon. That's correct. Elambanon. Okay. So keep your fingers in both of these places for endings if you need them. The next one. The apostles heard the commandment from the Lord. The apostle, apostolos.
Why did we get the past tense heard?
When did we get them?
Yeah.
When did we
going
get
from was hurting, right? Is that what you mean?
Was
yeah,
hearing.
They do kind of fall into it without saying anything.
Yeah, where did we get heard from?
That should be heirs. It should be heirs. Well, it was hearing. See, they were hearing.
They were hearing.
See, this technically should be translated in heirs tense, which we haven't had yet.
Right.
Because that heard is a point of action.
Yeah, right.
So we have to substitute. We have to use circumlocution.
They're probably going to roll.
Yeah, was hearing. See, it should be was hearing. Yeah. But the apostles, ho apostolos is singular, so it would be what? Hoi apostoloi. We're hearing, and here is akuo, so akuon. We're hearing, akuon. Commandment, is he and tole, so it'd be tain and tolain, tain and tolain, from the Lord, apo to kuriu, alright, apo to kuriu, do we have any questions on five?
Is the apo necessary?
No, you just say to kuriu, you don't need that apo.
Gotta be a little
We'll be very gracious on that.
He's looking to get me.
Do you want me to
any
sit?
Question on that?
You want me to sit between these?
No, that's all right.
Okay.
just in case.
The outbreak.
Any other questions on five? All right. Six. The soul is being saved and finds peace and righteousness.
Peace.
The soul. Now, the verb to save is sozo. So this is being saved. So we definitely want a passive.
Passive. Present. Passive.
In the present tense, heriske finds peace is he erene, so fugitive.
Tain erene,
and righteous is dikaiosune, he dikaiosune, so accusative would be tain dikaiosune, tain dikaiosune. All right, got that? He psuke, sodzitai, kai heriske, tain erene, or just erene, kai dikaiosune. Or tain dikaiosune. I question on that. There's 74 points there. We'll go on to the next one. Like we still have time, 15 minutes. We're doing all right on time. Paragraph, page 53, paragraph 103. All right, let's read that Greek. What do we have?
Okay.
Not has, but...
Ha.
Hi. Not high,
hey.
But
hey.
Not high, but hey. Oh, okay. Hey, look me over. All right. Hey.
Basileia.
Not high. A lot of them are going to say that. They may teach it that way in your school.
Yeah,
I don't know. Do they? I don't know why they do or not. See, a lot of them do. I know in Dallas Seminary they taught the different way. So, Basileia instead of Ea. They taught the ice instead of ace.
If you pronounce them, it makes sense either way.
I'm sure. It makes all kinds of sense. And I couldn't figure it out. The Germans, of course, it's always epsilon, EI is always I, ice. That's the way it was. And they just switched it around. It's like a lot of these people who speak Spanish. They don't care what the English says. They have their own little pronunciation words, you know, because that's what they're used to. For instance, they have no S that's in their words. It starts out with an S. They never say Spanish. Never is a Spanish word begin with an S. It's always ES. So, Espanol, say Spanish. España, Spain, see. So they say Spanish, Spain, see, because they always S. They cannot get the right on. See, they have all these little glides. It's interesting. All their words are ES, never starts with an S. So, anyway, we have our little pronunciations too. Hey is what? Basileia and to Theu. All right, what does that translate into? Very simple.
The kingdom of God.
All right, number two. Any question on that one? Two. Greek reads,
Ekklesia.
All right, what does that translate as?
The church
has authority.
Power or authority. And by the way, remember all these people say, oh, the King James really shouldn't say it in John 1:12. We said that last week, but since I brought it here and I can show it to you, in the beginning, not that was the word, but as many as received him, 1:12. To them gave he power to become the sons of God, and then they believe in him. They say, "Oh, power!" Well, sure. So that's exousia. That's this one here. This power, or the right or privilege. Notice that the marginal reference right there. See, they're right in there. Exousia. These fellows, they were not in the dark about that. But that's the depth that this AB 1611 gives you, because a lot of these places where men today in these new translations are coming out with all this new light. 370 years ago they had. That's old light, isn't it? It's always there. And almost they cast aspersions. It shouldn't be this, it should be this. You could say, well, the men that translated knew that. It's either or, and they put it right in their margin, original as they translate. See, it's very helpful many times in the Old Testament Hebrew as well as the Greek in the New Testament.
So you say that's not exousia?
It is exousia, yes.
Oh, it is.
See, that's not dunamis. See, dunamis is power,
oh,
you know, like dynamite, like Romans 1:16. I'm not saying the gospel is the power of God. See, there's two powers.
Right.
And, of course, a lot of people say, power, you know, it should be, what does that mean? Well, you know, you can have power, it does mean in that sense. Power is in the sense of right or title. So, all right, how do we get on that one? Exousia?
Exousia.
All right, that means the right.
The assembly has the
assembly
right?
has the right or the power or the authority. Has authority or has power, okay? And we use it authority or power in that sense, wouldn't we? Or might, or right, the right to do it. All right, any questions on that? Three, reading the Greek is
Kaiasune,
Kai,
A,
Aletheia,
and
To,
Cosmos,
Emenon. Okay, what does that translate? Number three. The righteousness
and the
truth. See, we would call it just righteousness and truth, see? But they put the righteousness and the truth. That's the way the Greek uses the article. In the world, emanon.
Remain is the present,
and the augment puts it into the past. It's imperfect. Will remain. So we would say righteousness and the truth were remaining in the world. See, we're remaining in the world. Any questions on three?
Is there any reason for that word order? In the world, we're remaining as opposed to we're remaining in the
Probably
world.
They're quoting a particular verse. That's where they had it. And, of course, again, it's emphasis.
So the emphasis would be in the world as opposed to the world.
That which is first is that emphatic place in the Greek, as is in the Hebrew, I think, too. All right. Latin, probably. All right, anything else on three? Four. What's that reading for four?
Oh,
the Daskalos.
Aletheas.
Okay, what does that mean?
The teacher
has
the sword.
Of the truth. The teacher has the sword of truth or sword of the truth. Any questions on four? What you looking
for? I just want to see if this is the same as mine.
Oh, as far as some of the references.
Yeah.
Scripture. Yeah,
it has that, what you said, the right or privilege.
Is that right? Now, what do you have, a King James?
It's a regular King James.
Yeah, regular.
It's in Nelson.
And that has some. That's probably Nelson.
Yeah, that's
so they have. Now you have some of the scripture cross references to the same.
I'm checking for that. Yeah. I also want to check for the
some of the little notes and so on. They don't have. I'm sure they have a lot more notes here than they put there. I mean, they didn't have a whole lot, but occasionally in certain places, which are very telling, they have some notes. All right, that was four, was it? Let's go to five. Greek says.
Eblepon.
Tain. Hemeron,
Tu,
Kuriu, Kai, Edoxadzon. All right. All right, what's that say?
They were seeing
the day of the Lord.
And they were glorifying
the God, or just simply God. Here again, the Greek says the God, and we would just say God.
They were glorifying God.
Mm-hmm. Any questions on that? They were seeing the day of the Lord.
I was seeing, and I was glorifying God.
Either one. Or you can say, I was seeing, and they were glorifying God. Either one.
Sure.
Any questions on that?
All
right, let's go on to the English to Greek. Number one, in the hearts of men.
Yeah.
Hearts is hecardia is heart. Hecardia. You have to have a plural. Tais cardiais, right? Anthropon, right? And tais cardiais, ton anthropon. Any question on that? Or just anthropon? Number two, wisdom was being taught in the church. Wisdom is how?
Sophia.
Hey, Sophia. So be Hey, Sophia. was being taught. The word is that doxazo. No, no.
Didasko.
Didasko.
All right, and here we want the passive. So we better go to 47 if we want the endings. All right, was being taught in the church.
In
te ecclesia. In te ecclesia. In the church.
Ecclesia.
Right? Yeah, right. It's a commoner. Yeah, ecclesia has a yoda subscript on it. Alpha yoda subscript.
K.
Ecclesia with a yoda subscript. Alpha yoda subscript. All right. Any questions on Lockheed, Mr. Mendeleev, on that one? All right. What were we? It is being written in truth. All right.
So we want
Written to write is grapho.
So we want
the passive, and we want the present passive, not
right.
the not
so
the
you want
imperfect.
Graphetai.
It is being written. Graphetai.
N.
Aletheia. N te aletheia, or just N aletheia.
Yeah, I had a question on
that.
Go ahead. It didn't sit right with me on that. Where are we?
Number three, page 53, number three. In the English degree.
There is in truth.
Yeah.
That seems like an awfully abstract thought in the English translated into Greek. Is that the same?
Yeah, and aletheia. And aletheia is all right. Aletheia with an alpha yoda subscript. Yeah, it was being written in truth.
Truly in truth.
Truly, yeah, in truth or in truth. Yeah, that's sort of a esoteric
kind of vague.
Thing.
Yeah,
that's vague. It is. It's deep thinking and thought.
But is that how the Greek would be?
In truth. We're in the truth. Any other questions on that one? Why four? The sword of truth pursues sin. Sword, of course, is machaira. Hey machaira. So it would be hey machaira. Pardon me? Of truth? Machaira. Of truth? Eletheia, of course, is truth. Where Eletheia?
Taste Eletheia.
Taste Eletheia, of truth, the sword of truth, pursues. Dioko is to pursue, so it would be
Dioke.
And sin, of course, hamartia, so it would be
fugitive.
Tane hamartian, right? Tane hamartian. All right? Sword of truth pursues sin. Any questions on four? All right, number five. The Lord has power to save men. The Lord, of course, is Akurios.
Akurios
has power. Now, has power.
Exousia.
I guess you have to have two words instead of one. There's probably one Greek word, but they mean you to have you two because we haven't learned the other one. Echo is to have, so that would be what?
Eche.
And power,
shouldn't
of course.
Shouldn't it be eche? Because
eche. Has, singular. It
has.
I mean, present.
Well, but it's
not
present.
Not has power. Has
well,
is present.
Okay, you're right.
Instead of eche, it would be eche. Has power. Exousia. He exousia is the singular and nominative, so accusative is what you need. Exousia. He exousia would be tain exousion. Right. Tain exousion. Has the power, has power. To save. The word for save is tozo,
so
zain. And man, of course, anthropos is singular, anthropos.
Anthropos.
That's right, tous anthropos. The Lord has power to save men. Any questions on that one? All right, your bass tonight, for those who sing bass, would be 138.
That's a direct object. That's
138. 138.
While you're doing that, I heard Dr. Charles Stanley talking about what the word paraclete means.
Oh, really? Paraclete.
Para is beside.
Besides. Colette was a call. To call paraclete. To call along beside to help. Yes. Is that what he said?
I can't remember what he said Cleo was.
Kaleo, yeah. From
Kaleo.
Yeah, from Kaleo to call.
Because I know we hadn't got
it. Parakletos. Parakletos. The kletos, you see, that's involved, but you take out the kal. But the kal, it's a syncopated form, cut form, apocopated, shortened form.
Number 33.
But kletos comes from Kaleo. Anyone
133?
Else? 133. Okay, that's 96%. Any other numbers? Why, if not, turn right back to the individuals.
That guy Stanley drives me bananas when he preaches. He says, listen, now listen, you know, all the time. I'm listening. Oh, I hate that.
Southern Baptist. President of the Southern Baptist Convention now.
Yeah, he is.
You keep a lot of the fundamentalists in, thinking that the thing is, you know, really going fine, but it's just as polluted with apostasy and modernism as ever was. No correction in it. Back in 1979, I believe it was. No, not 79. Back in 1969, I attended a conference in Denver, Colorado. And after looking at that convention, Southern Baptist Convention, I was a reporter. And I took a lot of tapes and a lot of speeches and all the press reports. I wrote an analysis of 100 pages, and I called it the cancerous condition of the Southern Baptist Convention. And that assessment has not changed from that day to this. That's back in 1969 or something like that, say almost 10 plus years. And you see, all of, I could tell there, they were in no mood to pass any motions which said that every theological seminary teacher, every college teacher, every professor must believe the Bible is the inerrant and infallible Word of God. There were no frame of mind to accept that, although some motions were made to that effect. You have always the fellows like Criswell, that whining preacher from Dallas, who's supposed to be the great fundamentalist, who's just the compromiser of all compromisers. He was the chairman, I believe, in that year. And he's the one that said, "Now, brethren, we all believe in that great," you know, he has that voice. I don't know whether you know Crystal. That great, he has that pulpit personality, that pulpit voice, phony as a $3 bill. And he says, we have the great Baptist distinctive of soul liberty. So you see, let's give everybody the right to interpret things as they want. And this is how he just said, well, let's not pass anything with nail people down to the inerrancy of the Word of God. Listen, soul liberty has nothing to do with what the Bible teaches clearly in the Word of God. You don't have any soul liberty for that. That's nailed down. It's just in the doubtful things. Well, there's no doubtful thing about is the Bible or isn't it the inerrant and infallible Word of God, see, from Genesis to Revelation. And another so-called conservative got up and he spoke his piece. Now, brethren, you know, and by the time the conservatives sold out the whole fundamental cause of the Word of God, the whole audience went that way and that was it, see.
Is this guy Stanley like that, I wonder?
Well, now, I'll tell you, Stanley. We have in our Bible for today an interesting little tape by dear Dr. Stanley on his ecumenism and his love for the Roman Catholic Church. Now, you couldn't believe that that was in that mass teaching. I mean, I don't listen to him that often and that extensively. But all I know is one of our friends who used to attend our home Bible study class every Tuesday night. He said, "Here, here's a nice little message from Dr. Stanley. I'd like to have you here." I said, "Fine, thank you very much." So I was listening and listening and listening. All of a sudden, that guy starts saying, "We're going to have Roman Catholic priests in heaven, and we'll have to apologize to him, say, 'Brother, I'm this and that.'" What on earth is he doing this? So I listened to him. I listened several times again to see if I was all right on what he's saying as far as the ecumenism. We got all the different people in all the different churches, and they all ought to get together and all this business is ecumenism. So what I did, I typed down exactly what he said. And I offer that as one of the things in our Bible for today, which we offered maybe 6 months ago. And I offer the snatch of the tape, you know, long snatch, the beginning and the ending and the context of it, maybe 5-10 minutes of it, but in the middle of that, and then I transcribe it, see? And I give them the transcript plus the tape. They hear it, and there is the ecumenism of Stanley. That's right in our catalog.
Yeah,
boy, I caught him right there in the act of that. It was only because somebody gave me that tape and I just happened to be foolish enough to listen to every word of it, and there I was. And, a lot of times you don't listen to what people are saying, but I was doing something else, as I always am, usually when I'm listening to things, and It just arrested my attention. So apparently, you know, he's got a lot of good points, and that's why he's going to be used by the liberals in the convention to keep everybody in. See, that's the diabolical nature of these fellows that are, you know, such a communicator. You know, talent, ability, and a way of raising funds, a huge television audience, and big church, and everything. Like with Criswell, but just imagine Criswell, almost $1 million a year to the cooperative movement. The cooperative program, the Southern Baptist Convention, which supports Louisville and all the seminaries and colleges that are liberal and atheistic and pro-communist, you might say, also in addition to it, all over the Southern Baptist Convention. So it's a terrible, disgraceful thing, keeping into that thing. But you see, these men don't know separation, do they? Any other comments, questions? You got your papers back, got them here. All right, you're doing well. Remember, have a good vacation next week and be ready to go with full vim, vigor, and vitality for the following week. We want to be please close in a word of prayer as the Lord might lead you.
Father, again, Lord, we're thankful for this class that we have and for the preaching of the word that we hear so often on Sundays and other days. And we ask that you would help us to be fundamentalists and help us to understand that your word is good and pure, and help us to share it with other people as we go. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Okay, keep up the good work.